Chapter 28, The Temptation of Not Doing the List, 2023. Hey, little known fact. Where's the Ark of the Covenant? How come nobody can find it? Where did it go? Did the Knights Templar hide it or re-hide it? You know, after those priests of Israel hid it before the destruction of the temple, maybe the Knights found it and they hid it. Why can't we find it? Flash news bulletin. You can find the answer in the book. You can find the answer in the book for everything. Well, wait a minute. Was it Indiana Jones who found it? The Germans? Guess who has it? It's in Revelation, the story of the end of the world. Revelation 11, 19. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquake, and great hail. Hey, God's got it. Clearly, that's why nobody can find it. It's his. He's got it. He's got it. Why can't we find it? Because God's got it. Well, if the answer to that is in the book, if that's in the book, how about the list? Is it possible to find the list in the book? How to get the list? Yes. Not your list, but how to get your list? Yes. I'll tell you how it works. You read the book in the morning. Say your prayers and ask for guidance. Then make your list for the day. A few things will occur to you at that time that you hadn't thought of. But that's not the end of God's hand on the list. As you go through the day, he'll answer your prayer. All kinds of things will occur to you that not only help you do the list, but they help you do the list better than you could have ever thought of yourself. Chapter 28 is about the temptation not to read the book in the morning, not to pray and ask for God's hand on your list. And if that isn't enough to edit the existing list that you've made on your own. So edit the list you've already made, and God's hand isn't on it, and now you're going to edit it so that things that don't make sense to you or are inconvenient, you simply remove them, meaning they won't get done. Without God's help, nothing actually gets done correctly. You know that? Without God's help, nothing actually gets done correctly. And by the time you figure that out, there's so much incorrect. Where do you start? Well, you start over again. Read the book. Say your prayer. Request for God to help with the list. Write your list. Allow him to make new items on the list that you hadn't thought of. Then pray that he help you with the list throughout the day and take his suggestions as they come up in a day. Could you catch up with all that's wrong that way? Yes. Period. Can you catch up without doing that? I have not been able to do that in my life. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Whoa. When do you ask him these things? He tells you. It's in the book. Psalm 5:3-5. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. David had it going on, didn't he? And yet, with thoughts of yesterday holding us back, questions of today pressing in, and fears of tomorrow looming over, we can find it difficult to arrange our needs into coherent requests. Nevertheless, one must ask the Lord. You must ask. Everything is a choice, including working with God. There's an age-old argument about choice. Why did a loving God create Satan? I get that argument all the time. God creates everything, right? Well, he didn't create Satan. Yes, he did. Heck yeah, he creates everything. Not exactly. We have choice, you see. Listen to this quote from Dr. Donald Gray Barnhouse. All things work together for the good. Even the fall of Lucifer in eternity past was for the greater purposes of God to establish good. A great question does arise here. Did God create Lucifer or did God create Satan? The answer is God created Lucifer. It was Lucifer who chose to become Satan by the choice he made. That's a good quote by Donald Gray Barnhouse, American preacher, 10th Presbyterian Church, Pennsylvania, 1927, until his death in 1960. Choice is the key for me and you. Well, I say it's the key for me and possibly for you, if you say okay. I've said before that life is not about options, my friends. It's about obedience. Life is not about options.
Oh, yeah, it is. You got to look at your options here.
It's about obedience. Temptation is the obstacle for obedience that offers you the choice. Temptation offers you choice. The choice I have is to ask for God's direction. Or don't ask for God's direction. There's a choice right there. Ask for God's direction or don't ask. And then if I ask for God's direction, then I choose to take his direction or not. You see, choice is a real problem. Obedience is a lot simpler. James 1, 14, 15. Let me say it again. Obedience is a lot simpler. How often you pray to God and you get the answer and you're like, I don't know. I got some choices here. I don't know. Or you're like, shouldn't you pray to God about that? I don't know. I'm doing pretty good right now. I got some choices. James 1, 14 and 15. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. The list is a gift God gave me, and I can do the impossible, wonderful list if I thank him for it and let him know that I can't do it without him. Proverbs 10:4. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. All of us fall victim to ourselves. All of us. The list can be huge and scary. In faith, we proceed. Without it, we fall victim to It'll Do Lou. You've heard me mention such a character before. It'll Do Lou. The spirit of sloth, lazy, entitled, and all in the name of good, right? Ecclesiastes 10:18, because of laziness, the building decays. And through idleness of hands, the house leaks. As a Christian, I had to stop saying, hey, it can't be done, I'm only human. Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Human looks like a pretty big deal to God. Doesn't sound like an excuse to skip responsibilities, does it? All of it can be done by you, correctly, efficiently, and as a great example to those around you, giving all the glory to God. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. That's the point. That's why God is using a loser like me and you, if you say okay. I call them zero heroes. I got a 0% chance of success without God. God loves to take zeros and make them heroes. A miracle in Christ, a zero without him. Lazy gets in the way, doesn't it? Indignant gets in the way. Stubborn gets in the way. Unnecessary distraction gets in the way. Disrespect gets in the way. Stupid gets in the way. Common sense is not so common. And stupid is very expensive. What is the list? I remind you, absolutely everything that needs to be done on your watch. Tasks, responsibilities, et al. Done this day. Solutions, transitions, updates, deliveries, information, retrieval, personal and business items, financial, produce, deliver, collect monies, quality control, peacemaker, living correctly and being aware of an enemy that will surely fall you. Right, surely fall you. Rely on the grace and protection of God for this one day, starting right now, and then fight yourself to overcome and get it done, because you will fight yourself, and that will become your testimony as well. Don't forget to add God in that list. Anything you got for me? Anything you got for me, Father? You will fight yourself. You will fight yourself not to do that list. Romans 7:15-20, Paul says it. I do not understand what I do, For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. What is he saying? He's saying, I want to be responsible, but I'm not. And I don't like not being responsible, but I do it anyway. Why? I don't understand me. A good reason you have for not doing your daily list is probably a good reason. However, no matter what the reason, good or bad, if you don't do it, it won't pay well, ever. That's a quote by Patrick. Call it your own, man. Call it your own. I can make the list, or let God make the list with me. As long as I'm making the list, the results are limited. Is it really worth it? Kids, is it really worth it? With God, all things come with instruction. He's not going to leave you out there hanging. You don't believe me? If you don't believe me, that would mean that you've never done what I'm suggesting. If you don't believe me, you haven't done it. Try it. Try it. I got to do better than my best, and the only way to do that is with him. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Statements like, I need a break. I didn't sign up for this. Time to retire. It's not fair. Why should I? It'll do. That's not the way it's supposed to be. It used to be that way. It should be. All of those little sayings are big losers, and big loser does not pay well, does not yield, and has nothing to do with destiny. Deal with the way it is and get the list in order to be done. Proverbs 6:9-11. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. I'm telling you, kids, you goof around with what he's given you, it just slips away, and suddenly it's on. Poverty comes on you like a prowler, and your needs are like an armed man. You need, but it's too late. I'll give you a note from a Welsh congressionalist minister. That's a big word, isn't it? A congressionalist minister. Welsh congressionalist minister. Wow, there's a lot of religions to keep up with, isn't there? Just stay to the word, really. Well, anyway, a note from, he's a medical doctor who was influential in the Calvinist wing of the British evangelical movement in the 20th century. This dude's got a lot of words behind him, doesn't he? For almost 30 years, he was the minister of Westminster Chapel in London. Dr. D. Martin Lloyd Jones, and I quote, Dr. D. Martin Lloyd Jones, and I quote, the Holy Spirit dwells within the believer and makes intercession for him according to the will of God. This, God's Holy Spirit, is directing each believer according to a predetermined and definite, defined plan. That means he's got something for you, man. He's got something for the list. All you got to do is ask him for it. You know as well as I do that you can make yourself super busy on items that are not relevant. You can do that, right? And they got nothing to do with the mission the Lord has given. But boy, you got stuff you want to do. I got to do this. I want to do that. Instead of doing this, I want to. You also know that you can do such things in the name of what? God. God. You can lie to yourself and all those around you in the name of important.
It's the good work, God's will.
All of it. Wasting time and disobedience. Your choice. Your choice, but who's got the time to kill, really? How much time you got left, I always say. What are you going to do with yours? How much time? How many seconds you got left? What are you going to do with yours? Psalm 139. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Whoa, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, Surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. God will find me wherever me is. And he'll give me the list, and he'll walk with me, a new creation in Christ, every moment of every day. Let me put you in it. God will find you wherever you are and give you the list and walk with you. You, a new creation in Christ, every moment of every day. There is no place he is not ready to make you better than your best. There is no place. No place. In any dimension, in any time, in anywhere, in any right now. Let him make the list with you, for you. He wants you to win, man. 1 Corinthians 3:8. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. What's that mean? That means if you're a planter, plant. If you're a water, water. Quit worrying about, well, I want to do what Ralph's doing, or Sarah, she gets to do all the fun stuff. We all have our jobs to do, and they will yield your destiny. Chapter 28, the temptation of not doing the list. Life is not about options. It's about obedience. The temptation of not doing the list. That's what gets in the way of everything good. There's lots of help making the list, right? Your company makes demands, family, chores, health, kids, just to mention a few. Make sure while you're doing that, you pick up some tips and directives from the Lord as you write down your list. And make sure you listen to him throughout the day. Take this one to heart and talk to him. Get it done. The complete list, not the incomplete list. Amen, amen. John, let's get rocking.